Today, I would like to discuss with you the topic of Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. Mr. Nussbaum, are you going to join us?
We have a couple minutes.
Okay. Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. Parsha Shemos is the time of the year where Rabbanim, Darshanim, typically are mechazek their communities with the inyan of Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. Why Parsha Shemos? Because Shemos is Shnayim. The word Shemos, Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. It's a very popular tour. The tour in this parish on Chumash. The tour wrote a very fascinating parish on Chumash. It's available. And he has, everyone quotes this tour. Let me make sure I could find it. He quotes it, and he takes the pasuk Ve'ele Shemos Bnei Yisrael. Let me hear it is. Haboim Mitzrayim. He takes the entire pasuk. It's very popular. Ve'ele Shemos Bnei Yisrael. So he takes these four words, and it's each letter stands for a word, and the words are Ve'ele Ve'adam Asher Loimed Haseder. Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, Bikol Noim, with a pleasant voice, Yashir will sing, Yichya will live, Shonim Rabois Aruchois Lo'olam, will live many years, many long years forever. Let me one more time. Ve'ele Shmos Bnei Yisrael, Ve'odam Asher, Loimeid, Haseder, Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, Bekol Noim, Yoshir Yichye Shonim Rabois Aruchois Lo'olam. Arichas Yomim. Okay, so there's a lot of things to learn. A lot of the Yukim make Yukim in what he says. One short diuk is that Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum is not reading, it's learning. It's a very important emphasis. The person should try his very best to concentrate to understand what he's doing. It's a form of Limud HaTorah. I always was amused. I have through so many cycles, I haven't been paying attention, but every so often we have the Sima Shas. Right, every 7 years, or even now in the Siyam HaShas, when there's a write-up in the secular newspaper about the Siyam HaShas, inevitably, a reporter will say that the Orthodox Jews, they have a custom of reading a page of Talmud every single day. They read it. They read it. And they go to classes, and there's a reader. And everyone sits and listens to the reader. And they're totally off mark. It's not reading the page of Talmud. It's learning a page of Talmud. To study, to understand, to decipher, to dissect, to elucidate. It's not a matter of reading. So you have the same exact thing with Shnayim Mikra Targum. Shnayim Mikra Targum really is the real source of Daf Yomi. It's the idea where everyone is holding in the same place. It's not exactly on the same day, because of different ways to do it, but it's this concept that everyone is holding in the same place in preparation for the parasha. We all lay in the same parasha every Shabbos, and during the weekday we will prepare for that coming parasha. And it's the word of the Torah is Asher Loimeit. Another diak in this expression is he will be zeichet to live shanim rabois aruchos arichas yom. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says a person that's mashal the parshios every single week will be zeichet to arichas yomim, and he says here lo oilam forever, which also comes from different sources, which means he'll zeichet to oilam hazeh and oilam haba. Okay, now let's discuss something very interesting. I picked this up. I have a different Svarim. There are many Svarim that elaborate in very great detail about Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. And they have different stories, and they have different customs, what was done. And it kept on coming up over and over again, this idea that it's ideal to say Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum when you're wearing tefillin. If you can, after davening. I assume the reason, because when you wear tefillin, is leman, it says in Paz and Torah, leman tiye toiras Hashem b'ficha. Tefillin leads to limut. The purpose of wearing tefillin, if you have tefillin, it's an inspiration, whatever, leman tiye toiras Hashem b'ficha. V'hoyol l'cha l'osal yedcha u'l'zikaron b'irnecha l'man tihiyah Tairas Hashem Beficha. Wearing tefillin is a tool to inspire a person to study Torah. The greatest and the most basic form of Talmud Torah is Shnayim Nigra V'yecha Targum. So therefore there's a very beautiful inyan of wearing talis and tefillin when you say Shnayim Nigra V'yecha Targum. Talis, I guess, is the tzitzis, is l'man the tzitzis represents tayag mitzvos, and that's what Torah is, the tayag mitzvos. And tefillin, so if you're wearing talis and tefillin, you're reciting shnayim v'yecha targum, you're doing a very wonderful, beautiful thing. Now let's go further. I've noticed that many of the gedolim who record this custom of wearing talis and tefillin, which means they would recite shnayim v'yecha targum every day after davening, they would make it part of their seder of davening. They would daven korbanos, and then they would say one parsha, whatever they would, one aliyah or whatever they would do it. They would do part of shnayim v'yecha targum while they're still wearing their talis and tefillin. It says that most of them were wearing their tefillin de rabbeinu tam. So I right away dismiss this. There's no significance in wearing bedavka tefillin rabbeinu tam, because just that's the way it is. They finish davening, you take off asher v'letzion, and you take off the tefillin rashi, you put on the rabbeinu tam. If you wear rabbeinu tam, and you put on rabbeinu tam, and you say shana, so yeah, that's the last thing that you're wearing. So mela, you have no choice. You're wearing rabbeinu tam when you're saying shana. You're not going to go put back on the tefillin rashi, make a new bracha, right? Okay, so I dismiss this. I saw another safe nachma. He wore Chassam Sofer wore tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, the Shinva, the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. This one, what is going on? There was this almost this emphasis after going through different sources is that there was a hakpada almost by many of the Gedolei Yisrael to wear bedavka tefillin Rabbeinu Tam when they recited Shnayim Nigra V'yecha Targum. So I think what it's about, the meaning, the depth behind this comes from the idea. What is the difference between tefillin de Rashi and tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? Practically speaking, what's the difference? Tefillin de Rashi, the parashi also ordered Shema, and then comes V'choyo im Shemoya. Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam are exactly the same as Rashi, but the parashi also are reversed. First comes V'choyo im Shemoya, and then Shema. Shema comes at the end. There are four parashios until the Kadesh, Vayoki Yiviyacha, Shema V'Hoyim Shemoya. What is the order? Rashi is Kadesh, Vayoki Yiviyacha, Shema V'Hoyim Shemoya. Rabbeinu Tam, it's V'Hoyim Shemoya and Shema. The two V'Hoyas are next to each other. Kadesh, V'Hoyoki Yiviyacha, then comes V'Hoyim Shemoya, and then comes Shema. Shema comes the very end. So, okay, that's the question is why. So it's based upon drushes. So Gemara, it all depends really on how you interpret a piece of Gemara, Shtu Gemara, Masechta Menachos. But in the bigger picture of things, what is the most fundamental difference between the parasha of Shema and the parasha of V'Hoyo im Shemaya? The parasha of Shema is B'loshim Yochid, is to the individual. The parasha of V'Hoyo im Shemaya is for the Tzibur, is written to the Tzibur. Tefillin of Rashi, the Shema, the Yochid comes before the Tzibur. In Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, the Choyo im Shemoya, the Tzibur said, is positioned, and then afterwards we have Shema, which is the Yochid, which represents a general concept. This is something which is very deep and requires a lot of explanations, a lot of different. There's a lot to discuss about it. Is that the Tefillin of Rashi represents the idea that the Yochid is part of the Tzibur. Many individuals join together to make up a Tzibur. That's why Shema, the Yochid, the parasha of the Yochid, comes before the parasha of the Choya im Shema. The Yochid is this one Yochid, and that one Yochid joins, becomes part of the Tzibur. Many Yechidim, you have many Yechidim, and they all join together and become part of the Tzibur, and the end is the Tzibur. In the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, there is an emphasis on the Yochid. There is the Tzibur, there's the Choya im Shema, but there are also individuals. There are also yechidim that stand out, apart, special, unique, select individuals that stand apart from the tzibur in a good way. There's the tzibur, There's the Hamoinam, there are the masses. But there are certain select individuals that have a higher standard that are expected or strive to accomplish things that the tzibur doesn't accomplish. You know, there are things that are good for the masses, right? Everyone tries to get, you know, a college degree. And there are yechidim that get a PhD. There are yechidim, then the people even the group that have a PhD, there are yechidim that have a postdoctorate. They are yechidim. That is tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Who wears Rabbeinu Tam? Not everyone. It's not for the masses. Yechidim. Yechidim special. You have to be deserving. Even by many groups of Hasidim, you don't wear a tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam until the Rebbe tells you to put it on. You come to the Rebbe, and you can go a whole life. You can go your whole life. And they're talking about the old-time Hasidim. So you can go your whole life. You know, never. If the Rebbe says, I want you to now put on Rabbeinu Tam, then you put on Rabbeinu Tam. Yechidim. You have to be on a high madrega. Yochid. This is a very important concept. What this, I think, brings out what exactly is the purpose of Shnai Mikav Yechad Targum. Shnai Mikav Yechad Targum is every Shabbos the Tzibur lanes the Parsha. You come to Beis HaKnesses, it's in Parsha Shemos. Klal Yisrael as a Tzibur will lane Parsha Shemos. Go to Beis HaKnesses, Sefer Torah, seven aliyahs. Shnai Mikav Yechad Targum is the Yochid, the individual also has to have a Shaychus to Parsha Shemos. There's a Parsha Shemos that's for the Tzibur, and there's a Parsha Shemos that's for the Yochid, for the individual, for the Yochid. Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam represents the concept of the Yochid. The Yochid also has to be appreciated. The Yochid also is unique, it's special. It's not always good to blend in, just like Mr. Glad we mentioned the idea of Jewish and Jewish. There's Jewish, be part of the Tzibur, and there's this thing Jewish. Jewish is the Yochid, the individual. Shnai Mechbechem is, the Tzibur is going to lay on Shabbos, so I also have to have my individual Chalek. That's why it's very appropriate to blend, to mingle Shnai Mikav Yechad Targum together with the concept of Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. Because Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam represents the concept of the uniqueness of the individual. And relating the parasha individually alone, Shnai Mikav Yechad, is my individual contribution besides what the Tzibur is going to do later on Shabbos. And that's how these two things, they come together. I think it's a very interesting idea. Okay, another very important idea I think to discuss about Shnai Mikav Yechad is why is it that at this time of the year on Parsha Shemos when we emphasize Shnai Mikav, why don't we emphasize it in Parshas Bereishis? Why not emphasize it at Devarim, Mishnah Torah, or at the end of the Torah? Why Dafka Parsha Shemos? So I believe the answer is because it's the time of the year. Time of the year is Teves. Chodesh Teves, we discussed yesterday in detail, Shavuot. It's a time of tshuva. What happened in Chodesh Teves? Chodesh Teves is when Talmai HaMelech gathered 70 Zekanim. He put each one in a separate room and told them to translate the Torah. I mean, targeting the Torah into Greek. And each one of them miraculously did the same thing, and they made a couple of minor changes in order that there should not be any reason for there to be any apikorsis. But the process of making this trend, when they did this, what happened on that day when they did this? It was the eighth day of Teves. A choshech descended to the world for 3 days. The 8th, the 9th, the 10th, and that's why Mikra Hadin, there's a fast day that we have a fast day on. The 8th day of Teves is really a day when we are supposed to fast to commemorate the tragedy of the Torah being translated into Greek, and it's really the forgery, because they had to make changes in the Torah. Not Bereishis bara Elokim, Elokim bara Bereishis. It was a very dark time for Klal Yisrael in this, that it was translated, and it had to be translated in a way that's not 100% accurate. And this all comes at the tail end of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Chanukah of the Yevanim, the influence of the Yevanim. The Yevanim, they corrupted, they defiled the sanctity of Klal Yisrael, and that the sanctification goes further into the Tkufa of Talmai HaMelech, in how they translated the Torah into Greek. To counteract the choshech of the Egyptian Greeks, we have Targum, Targum Onkelos. Targum Unkelis is also a translation of the Torah, but it's a translation of the Torah that is Misinai. That is 100% accurate, 100% pure, in Aramaic, not in Greek. And it represents it counteracts the translation of Torah by the Egyptian Greeks into Greek. So this is why it's this time of the year. The reason why we are mechazik ourselves in Shtaimek Vechatargam in Chodesh Teves, Parsha Shmos, is always in the middle of Chodesh Teves. And Chodesh Teves is the Chodesh of the Choshech, of the translation of the Torah. Zeh le'uma zeh bar elokim, the same way the Koyach of Tumah has defiled the sanctity of Torah through a translation of Greek, we counteract that. We counteract that desanctification with a translation of Kedusha, which is more of an interpretation, and the Targum Unkelis is an elaboration, a translation of Kedusha, and that's why it's always done in this time of the year in Chodesh Teves to counteract the damage done by the Egyptian Greeks. That's another idea relating to Targum. You know, let's go. We'll run through very quickly a couple of ideas. Not every pasuk has Targum. Targum Unkelis, like Itaros V'Divan, does not have Targum. So, but if you look in our Chumashim, you'll find that Itaros V'Divan does have Targum. So, you just need to know that's Targum Yerushalmi. There are two Targum. There's Targum Bavli, it's a Targum Unkelis, and there's Targum Yerushalmi. They're very different. The Torah Shlema of Kasher. Rav Kasher has a major sefer, Kuntres, on the Targumim, and there are truly two major Targum: Targum Yushami Talmud, Targum Unkelis. Most a good chunk of Targum Yushami was lost from us. If you look in the Mikros Gedolos, they only have bits and snippets. However, about 50 years ago, the Vatican accidentally released it. The Vatican has the entire Targum Yerushalmi and Chumash, the complete edition, and it's something that has been hidden from us for a very, very long time, and it was revealed. It was someone was, the whole story, I don't know all the details, and today, in some of the newer Chumash, you can assume that some of the newer Chumash they have, it's available, they have the entire Targum Yerushalmi. But even before it was restored, the Targum Yerushalmi, snippets of it were somehow incorporated into Targum Unkelis. So even things that we do not have Targum for in Targum Unkelis, automatically it was extracted from Targum Yerushalmi, the little bits of snippets, and was put into there. I'll just give you one example. Birchos Kohanim. Birchos Kohanim has no real Targum Unkelis. So Birchos Kohanim. The Targum you have there is a different Targum. It's not Targum Unkelis. And someone will explain that. So what happens to you when you don't have Targum? Let's say you read the Pasuk HaTorah Sediv, you have various Pesukim, so what are you supposed to do? Then you can't do it three times. You read it, you can't do it two times in Targum, you do it three times. You say the Pasuk three times in Hebrew. So Birchos Kohanim does not have any Targum Unkelis. So some learn, that's why. So what are you supposed to do when you read Birchos Kohanim? You're supposed to say the Pesukim three times. Some want to learn, that's what it means. Abracha HaMishuleshes BaTorah. That you say the Pesukim, the Torah, three times. Because since there's no Targum, so you have no choice but to say it three times. So when Imam Sedra, how do you do it? So they do all different ways to do it. It's recorded that the Chofetz Chaim would do Pasuk by Pasuk. One Pasuk, you say the Pasuk twice, and then you say the Targum. Problem is, what happens when it comes to Shema? You have to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. The Gemara says Akari Shema Shema Meshaskim Yisrael Meshaskim. But no, you can't say it. There is Targum on Shema, but how do you say Shema twice? The Gemara says, say Shema Shema Meshaskim Yisrael. If you say the whole parasha, the whole parasha, so then you're not saying it twice. But if you say the whole, you say the word pasuk by pasuk, so it's a violation of the Gemara. So luchayr from the Gemara, you see that when you do Targum, Shnayim Targum, you're not supposed to do it. Say pasuk by pasuk. Otherwise, you have the problem of saying Shema Shema. Okay, so different. And some say that Nechadam, when you say Shema, then you should make an exception. You should say the Parsha, or the second time you should say it quietly. Or since you're doing it for the purpose of saying Targum, it's clear that you're not doing it because you believe there are two Rishuyos. It's clear as day to everyone that's listening that you're doing it because this is what you're doing. You need Targum, so it's not a problem. And what about doing Targum for the Haftorah? When Maver Sedra. So first of all, when you get to the end of the parasha, you're supposed to conclude after you do Shnayim Mikav Yechad Targum on the last pasuk. You're supposed to finish off with the pasuk. You repeat the pasuk a third time because you're supposed to end off with the mikra. You're not supposed to end off the parasha with Targum. Okay, so some will do the reverse. They'll first do the Targum and then say, they'll do the pasuk once, Targum, and end off with the pasuk. Or some will do the pasuk twice, Targum, and then say the pasuk a third time. Okay, but you're supposed to end off with the pasuk. Now what about the Haftorah? So different minhagim. Some people, they read the Haftorah. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to read the Haftorah just in case they give you the maftir. Since, who knows, you never know when you'll be Shabbos. And maybe on Shabbos they'll give you the maftir. You should know the Haftorah, so therefore you should review the, you should, not because of any halacha. It's not because of Shnayim Mikav Yechad Targum, it's because you should be familiar with the Haftorah in case you get the Haftorah on Shabbos. Others say no, there's also an inyan of, the same way there's in Bing Maver, the parish Shnayim Mikav Yechad Targum, there's also an inyan, you should review each week's Haftorah. How many times should you do it? So believe it or not, there are different customs. Some say you should do the Haftorah three times. Shnayim Mikav Yechad Targum. No one does that, but it can be done. You do it twice with the Targum. Okay, so that's very rare to find someone saying the Targum on the Haftorah. Another very interesting thing is it's brought down, it's a fascinating idea. First of all, when you do when you do Shnayim Mikav, should you do with trop? If you know how to lane, if you are a little musical and you know the musical notes, the cantillation, should you read it? So obviously it's definitely a hiddur that you should lane the Shnayim Mikav with the Tameh HaMikra. Now it's brought down, what about laning the Targum with Tameh HaMikra? What does that mean? So someday there's a debate in some of the old swarm if you're required to say the Targum with the Tameh HaMikra. Last I've checked, the Targum does not have Tameh HaMikra. However, it's recorded. It's a fascinating idea that it's lost from us. That it used to be, we have no record of this, that it used to be years ago there was trop in the Targum. Would you believe it? There was trop in the Targum, and we have indications that this is so from the discussion when you do Shnayim Mikav Yechad Targum in the old sources. If you're required to do the trop of the Targum, we don't have it. It's lost. It's been lost from us. This trop.
Why don't we use the one from the text?
It's very different because the words are different. The words are different. Sometimes you're right. It sometimes yes, but sometimes a little tricky because the words are a little bit different. A few words explaining one thing, so it's a little tricky. And sometimes also the whole purpose of the Targum is to give an explanation. So it's not necessarily. It can be different. The interpretation can be very different from the pasuk, and the trop will be a contradiction to the trop. Also, to a certain degree, is a perish on the pasuk.
Who wrote the
Misorah? It's a Gemara Masech in the Gila. It's a Ezra. It's a Misinai. The trop comes from Misinai, and the trop also, to a certain degree, is a perish on the pasuk. So it's not so simple. Now, what about doing Shnayim Mikav Yechad Targum from a Sefer Torah? Son of the Minog. It's a very high ideal to do Shnayim Mikav from a real Sefer Torah. Can you imagine? Now, you're not allowed to go to a shul and take out a Sefer Torah. But let's say you have in your house, you have a private Sefer Torah, is there an inyan? So first of all, it all depends if you shouldn't make mistakes. If you know you're not a baki and reading the, you're not a balkari to read the words exactly perfectly, so obviously there's no purpose. But it's also very difficult. You know, you have to go back. You're supposed to do it every one pasuk at a time. So after every pasuk in the Sefer Torah, you're going to look in the Targum, it's a little bit more difficult. So I saw different things. Some people they made an exception. If you're doing it from a Sefer Torah, you can just read from the Sefer Torah from beginning to end the entire parasha twice, and then read the entire Targum of the parasha. Another thing I saw was you have to have someone help you. You read from a Sefer Torah, and then you have a student. You have someone that after you read each pasuk, he reads the Targum, and you, I guess, you're familiar enough with the Targum by listening to the Targum. You repeat what he says. Or Shmei Ka'ina, you listen. So you have someone that helps you out. You'll help him. He'll help you, and you'll do it together. And you got the advantage. You're doing it from a Sefer Torah. A third thing I saw, which is very nice, I like this very much, is when you do is. people who had Sefer Torah available to them and they had the time for this, it obviously takes a lot more time when you do like this, is they would have a Chumash. And they would first read the Pasuk from the Chumash. That way you know what the Pasuk is, you know all the Nikot. Then they would read the Targum. And then they would finish off by going to the Sefer Torah and reading the Pasuk in the Sefer Torah. So they did Shnai Megvich Targum from the Chumash, Targum, and then the Sefer Torah. So different techniques. Obviously it's ideal to use the Sefer Torah. Some say, B'davka, you should use the Sefer Torah that you're going to learn from, because this way you can check to make sure there are no mistakes. Tomorrow when you learn on Shabbos, there should be no mistakes. What?
You can use a tikkun instead of the Torah.
But then you're not going to be able to check the Sefer Torah. Plus, if you use the Sefer Torah, it's the Kedusha. You're able to learn from the Sefer Torah, which has the full Kedusha. So that would obviously be a much greater hiddur. And by the way, where does it come from, this idea to learn three times? So the truth is, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael Torah three times. So he taught by Har Sinai, Torah was given. And then Moshe repeated the entire Torah in the Oihal Moit, Nechumash B'Shemois, Bamidbar. The Torah was given completely at Har Sinai, Parashas Yisrael. But then the end of Chumash Shemos and Vayikra Bamidbar is called the Torah of Oihel Moi, where Moshe Rabbeinu elaborated and gave over all the details of Torah. That was the second time. And then Moshe repeated the Torah in Arvas Moyav, Mishneh Torah, in Chumash Devarim. So in total, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael three times. Once, Har Sinai. Then, a second time explaining the Torah during the 40 years in the Midbar of what's called the Oyel Moed, and then Moshe was Bevar Be'er Hetev in Arvois Moyov, the 70 languages, which is captured in the Targum. So therefore, the reason why we learn it three times is we follow the way of Moshe Rabbeinu. The first time is Keneged Har Sinai, the second time is Keneged Oyel Moed, and the third time is Be'er Hetev Keneged the Targum was connected very hated with Moshe Rabbeinu taught in Arvos Moyov. Now, when do you have to finish Shnai Mikvayach Targum? So ideally, you have to finish it before you eat your Su'udah, not before laning. Doesn't say that anywhere before laning. Doesn't say that anywhere. Before you eat your Su'udah Shabbos morning. That's the critical Zman. It's what's brought down. It's not before laning. Before, if you go, you don't have time, so you go to laning. But before you eat your meal, there are many Gedolei Yisrael who are extremely makpid. Not to eat until you finish Shnayim Mikra V'Yecho Targum. When is the earliest time to begin Shnayim Mikra V'Yecho Targum? It's a big machlokes apoiskim. So some say after Mincha, even Zman Mincha. Once the Zman Mincha has arrived, since Mincha, you're reading Mincha the next Parsha, you already can begin Shnayim Mikra V'Yecho Targum for the next Parsha, Zman Mincha. There are many apoiskim that strongly disagree. You're not allowed to start Shnayim Mikra until Sunday. Until Sunday is the earliest time you can start. Now there is an exception to that, and that is, what about the Zeus? You can't do it too early as a Dover Pasha. You're not allowed to go start laning if it's Yayapta Pasha Masuna, I'm going up to Beshalach. No such thing. You have to do it during that weekday. The only exception is, the only difference is when it comes to Parshas V'Zois HaBracha. When do you prepare V'Zois HaBracha? So some learn that V'Zois HaBracha is a very short window. For V'Zois HaBracha is a Shana Rabba. V'Zois HaBracha does not begin after you finish Vayelech. It doesn't begin. Since the Zois HaBracha is not read on Shabbos, it's read on Shmini Atzeres. The Zman of Shmini Atzeres does not begin until Hoshana Rabbah. It's fascinating. It's an exception. Bereish is a very short window, so many places can say that there's no this Dover Poshut that you can lay. Let's say Simchas. That you can begin
on a Friday.
You can begin it as on even on Simchas Torah. I think you can begin Bereishis. I'm not mistaken. It's a very you can be Bereishis. I forgot the details, but Bereishis also you can start earlier than you normally would start. I think Shmini Atzeres you can begin Bereishis. You can already begin because it's very short. Let's say Shmini Atzeres is Shabbos. Shmos Torah is Shabbos. Nichol Torah is Shabbos. So therefore, no. It's Friday. So you have one day. No time. So then you can do it right away. You can do it. You can do it even though. You can do it Shmini Atzeres, a very short window. It's very difficult. It's a very big parsha. It's very difficult, but a very short window. Now, when is the ideal time to do Shnayim Mikvayach Targum? So believe it or not, that it appears that many Gedolim, the best time to do it is the one shot on Friday. That's the best time to do it. Friday morning, after davening, in one shot, That's the best time. However, the Gra's minhag was to a little bit every single day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you're supposed to finish on Friday. Finish Friday, that's the ideal time, it's on Friday, not to wait until Friday, not to wait until Shabbos, after 11 before you eat. The latest is, if you didn't finish, then you go and you do it before you eat the meal on Shabbos, but the ideal time to do it is Friday. What about being mafsik? There are many stories with Gedolei Yisrael that were makbid not to be mafsik. And you have all of these horror stories to Parashas, what's the longest parasha? Vayakal Bakudei, or Matas Masei, and they're up to the last pasuk. They're always very makbid doing in one shot, not to be mafsik. And Matas Masei, up to the last pasuk, emergency. Your wife walks in and says, got a phone call, you better take this phone call or you're finished. One more pasuk, take the phone now. There are a lot of stories with Gedolei Yisrael that were up to the last pasuk, and then emergency happened, and they were mafsik, and they stood all over from the very beginning. Okay, we don't do that. You're not mafsik, we don't do that, but there are such an inyan. There is such an inyan. It's not inyan to do it in one shot, ideally Friday. However, the gross minig was to do it every single little bit. We mentioned either you do it pasuk by pasuk, or some do by parshas, psuchos, or stumos. Interesting, the Deir Shul Chumash, they just came with a new Chumash called the Deir Shul Chumash. So one of the innovations that they made, they're the first, if I'm not mistaken, but I already saw another Chumash that just came out, brand new, hot off the press, came out the same time as Deir Shul. One of their new innovations was, and this Chumash, well, they put in the Targum Peis and Samachs. See, even the Art School Chumash, which came out a number of years ago, probably how many years ago, at least 10 years ago, the blue art, which has taken the world by storm, every shul now only has the Hebrew Art School Chumash, the Shul Chumash.
It's the Jaffa edition.
The Hebrew only Chumash. So they had, I remember when they came out, they had an innovation. They claim that they're the first Chumash in the history of printing, where they put the first word of Targum to match the first word on the page, and the last word on the page of Targum matches the last word of the Chumash. They claim that they go open any old Chumash, it doesn't match. Like you have a page, like a Shul Chumash, not a Shul Chumash, right? You have a page of Chumash. The first word, Vayidaber. So what's the Targum of Vayidaber? Umalil, right? Umalil. So the first word of Targum will match the word Vayidaber. What's the last word on the page? Whatever it is. The last word of Chumash on the page, go look at the last word of Targum on the page, will match. Won't match. Try it. Take out a Chumash, you'll see, take out the old Chumash, and you'll see that it's almost impossible to match the first word of, it doesn't make a difference. This doesn't mean anything. But it's a stylistic thing. Yeah. The first word of Chumash matches the first word of the Targum, the last word. So they painstakingly went through everything. They did this by hand. The computers even can't get it to work. They were able to match up the first word of every single page with the first word of Targum, the last word of every single page with the last word. I mean, big deal. Whatever. It's just something. They spend time and added feature for the Chumash. But they don't have, but the art school does not have the Peis and Samachs in the Targum. You know, if you're doing it in the cell of Peis and Samachs, it gets confusing. You have to know where to stop, where to start. So where the Peis and Samachs? So therefore they did not have that, but these new Chumash even have the Peis and the Samachs. Okay, so I'm almost finished up. Let me just make sure I got everything. Okay, obviously there are a lot of very big schools. If you, it's a tremendous bracha. The Messiah, Shtanei Zecher Targum, the Gemara, and Maamar Chazal, all the brachas, Arichas Yomim, and Tziat Deshmaya, and also they say it's a very big school. You should be able to mechaven when you daven. If you do Shnamek Vecha Targum, you'll be able to have Kavana. Why? Because the Targum represents the Machshava. The translation is the interpretation. The interpretation is the Machshava. The Targum are the words. These are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you are Makbit to say the Pasuk with the Targum, Shnamek Vecha Targum, what you're doing is you're combining what comes out of your mouth with your Machshava, with your thought. And when it comes to concert and tzil, that's what it's all about. The words that come out of your mouth should be connected to thoughts, proper Machshavas in your mind. So it's a very great mystical spiritual school law that if you do Shnayim Mikav Yechad Targum, you'll have Siyata Deshmaya in being able to have Kavana when you daven. Besides all of the other very big brachas that come with Shnayim Mikra Yechad Targum, Tosfos says, very to the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he died, he told his children three things. And one of the three things he told his children, make sure Yimaver Sedra, Shnayin Mikra V'Echod Targum. It's a very, very big thing. Let me just see if I've got anything over here. Various, the bells are off. Also, we mentioned when we started that the purpose of being Shnayin Mikra Targum is to the Yoch, the individual. It's a very great emphasis that the individual should have a chelik in Torah. It's not just the tzibur, the yochid also must have a chelik. So many people, there's a very big, a lot of discussion, very makbid to be mavis sedra in the home, at home, not in the shul. Because shnayim mikvechot hagam represents the concept of bringing Torah into your home. You do it in your home.
People do it in shul.
Oh, okay, you can, as long as you do it, it's good. But we're talking about very high levels. Just things to appreciate. We don't. Most people, unfortunately, don't even do it altogether. But halavai, you should do it. And you mechuyif. It's not a minhag. That's another discussion. It's not a minhag. It's a din. It's a halacha. You must. It's a must do it. Even people that are toirasa unasa, there is no excuse not to do it. Even if this, you learn the whole day, you must do it. There's no excuse. I remember once hearing a shalom, someone went to his rav and he told him, I don't have a moment to spare. I'm busy the whole week. I have wife and children, a parnasa, tiridus like you can't imagine. I don't have a second. I don't even have time to go to the bathroom. I don't have time for my Sedra. I'm not talking about being busy with Narashkeit. I'm busy the whole day with my children, my Parnasa. Every moment is taken. Can you give me a heter not to have to do Shnayim Mikvei Echad Targum? So the Rav said, the only heter I can give you is that when they Kriyas HaTorah, if you listen very carefully, maybe that can be considered once. Shemei Ka'ayneh. That can be considered once, but you still have to do it a second time in the Targum. That's the best I can do for you. And even that's a doichik, to allow you one to make use of the Kriyas HaTorah to serve as once Mikra. There's no head to what's all not to. But there's this idea that it should be done with Dafka on a very high level. That thing we're dealing with here, Mamish, I told you, to wear talis and tzilim from the Sefer Torah. I'm talking about a very high level, just to get an appreciation of what it's all about, to do it in the home. Because it represents the idea to bring Torah into your home. So this fascinating idea, the bells are off. Not this one, the previous one. I don't know what this one does, but the previous bells are off. The one he did it, he was machmir to do it in the home, to do the Shei Shnai Mikra in his home. But there's only one part of the Torah he didn't do in the home, the Toichacha. When it came to Rav, it said Shnai Mikra Takim, he did not. This was his minna. He did not do it in the home, he went to the shul. He went to do it in the shul. I found that to be very, very telling. Okay. I think we kamat God and everything. One of the reasons why you do Shnayim Mikra Targum is you should be a baki. You should know the parsha, right? Yeah, Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. It's very important to be a baki in Shnayim Mikra Targum. By the way, Targum, I don't know what the significance is. I'm not a very big fan of gematrias, but Targum has the same gematria as Tardema. Deep sleep. Hadema is not just sleep. Deep sleep. Some people, when they do Shnayim Mikra Targum, when they read the Targum, they don't know what it means. They fall asleep. Has the same gematria as Tardema. If you have to figure out what is the significance, let me just see any other things I left out. What about the Dalet Parshas Maftir? Right, Shnayim Mikra Targum, and you have the Dalet Parshios. It's Shkolim. Do you also have to Shnayim Mikra Targum for the unique laning of those weeks? Yes and no. Different opinions. Some say yes, some say not. And also, like the different Haftaris that we mentioned, Shabbos, so Shosh Chodesh, it seems not. Everyone agrees that you don't have to lane. You don't have to lane with Rosh Echad Sheikhem. I don't know why it's different, but you don't. That you definitely, because I guess you'll say it in the davening, but you do, but there are minhagim that you should do Shami Vichatag when it comes to the Dalid Parshios. Okay, I think that's about all I can find here on my papers. Have a wonderful day.